When you think of high crime areas, Marin County probably doesn't come to mind. It's more known for its affluence, its expensive luxury homes, and, well, George Lucas, maybe. But Marin City is another story. It's made of just 10 interconnected blocks, bordered on two sides by Sausalito and the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. Two streets, Drake and Donahue, form the backbone, and high-density Section 8 buildings tower over the city. Compared to Marin County, Marin City has more unemployment, poverty, and single-parent homes. And the closest thing to a food shop is the single CVS fridge aisle that stocks drinks and frozen dinners. But don't think it's a dead-end city. KALW's Irene Flores brings us a story from Drake Street, where a group of young men and community leaders are trying to find the city's entrepreneurial spirit.
Lorenzo Bynum has the athletic build you might see on the cover of GQ without the swagger. It's a Wednesday afternoon in Marin City, and the 23-year-old is digging frantically through a 10x10 closet. He's hunting for a parachute large enough for a game with 15 third graders. Wednesdays are busy days for Bynum. He clocks in at three part-time jobs, 2 hours directing elementary school children, 2 hours coaching track and field, and 2 hours coaching middle school boys basketball. One reason Bynum likes basketball is that he grew up shooting hoops around town with the friends and family members who are now his business partners. In late 2011, Bynum, his cousin Lewis, and his friends Marcus Mason, Maurice Jenkins, and Melvin Judson launched a business designing and selling t-shirts. With $365 pooled from their savings, they ordered 100 cardigans and 50 sweatshirts and began screen printing original designs. So far, they've sold over 200 shirts.
If you don't know us and you just see us out in the street, you'll just think we're some bad guys from Marin City. But when you really get to know us and understand us, you're like, oh, they're just normal guys just like us trying to make it in this environment, in this world. I don't know. Most people don't see that. So, like, we're here to try to get that out in the streets.
Like many other people living in Marin City, the young men have had a hard time finding work. Over the last 30 years, Marin City residents battled poverty and drug abuse. Today, some things are better. According to the 2010 census, Marin City is now a median income community. But the stigma and the challenges remain. Marin City still has higher crime and poverty rates than the prosperous county surrounding it. And more than a quarter of Marin City residents continue to live under the poverty line. Bynum and his crew see themselves as part of Marin City's renewal.
Our clothing line is called Red Eye, and it's basically like, you know, a plane, but it's real expressions through one's eyes. That's what Red Eye is like an acronym for. And the flight to success is basically sticking to the theme of a plane and being successful in anything you do and everything that you do. Flight to success. It's catchy. It sounds good. It goes good off the tongue.
So I'm not too much worried about it, though. I have the business to fall back on, and then I know just me being me, it wouldn't be too hard to find another job.
Now the crew works out of two homes. Both are in public housing. At the four-bedroom apartment Maurice Jenkins shares with his parents and siblings, they receive equipment and clothing. They hold meetings at the two-bedroom apartment Lorenzo shares with his family. But soon, they will be working out of their own office, thanks to a local nonprofit. Along with joblessness, youth crime continues to plague Marin City. Kevin Lynch is the director of Marin County Youth Probation Services.
Approximately 75% youth of color, which is, you know, way out of proportion to what youth of color represent in Marin County. Actually, the majority of the youth of color are Latino youth, and that frustrates me. That I think we should be able to do better. And when I see numbers going down for other youth, but not this population, it frustrates me even more. It makes me wonder and think, what can we be doing differently?
Walking around Marin City, it's easy to see the things that make life harder. Outside Jenkins' apartment, an older, frail woman is walking around in circles. She's stoned. Within 45 seconds, a police car approaches and officers step out to talk with her. Behind her, young men are joking and listening to music. They don't seem to notice. And yet, everywhere I walk in Marin City, people greet each other. and everyone has heard of Red Eye and their message of rising above. 26-year-old John Allen is hanging out with his friends outside a local nonprofit building.
I'm involved in a lot of stuff. I know a lot of people that got a lot of stuff going on, and the fashion is definitely one of the things. You know, we got the flight gang out here. You know, we got a lot of stuff going on out here who just push strictly clothes, though. It's not a gang. They push clothes.
What does that mean, mm-hmm. Flight?
Flight is like an airplane. Like, we taking off. We fly. We in the air. We looking down on the haters.
Both John Allen and 17-year-old Derek Morgan say living in Marin City is challenging.
Marin is what you make it. It can be your heaven or it can be your hellhole.
It's kind of hard growing up here because, you know, we don't always have everything. And people might see things they want, you know, but it takes yourself to rise above, like, you know, the influences and stuff. So that it takes yourself to want to do something different. So that's basically what it is. And growing up here, you can either get caught up in it or you could, you know, break away from it, like.
Lorenzo Bynum says a positive role model helped him rise. His grandfather was a builder and an entrepreneur, and now Bynum wants to be that inspiration for others.
What I'm doing is not unusual. Just to this community is unusual, you know? No, everybody sees the word Marin City and they think negative.
The Red Eye team is in the process of coming out with a new collection. This one will have 120 shirts and tank tops for sale. Until the collection comes out, they will be submitting grant applications as they prepare to buy a digital t-shirt printer, and they'll be keeping the business going. In Marin City, I'm Irene Flores for Cross Currents.